On this day in 1954, high in the mountains of northern Vietnam, Vietnamese nationalists defeated the French at the Battle of Dien Bien Phu. The battle led to the end of more than a century of French colonial rule in Southeast Asia. In the years that followed, the United States took a more active role in Vietnam and eventually entered another war there. That war ended with more than 58,000 Americans and an estimated 4 million Vietnamese dead, and Vietnam united under communist rule. NPR's Michael Sullivan has this report.
In Dien Bien Phu these days, the only soldiers you see are conscripts, like this bunch in full uniform, packs and all, being serenaded by a young woman in a bright yellow aozai on the morning of their induction. The song, of course, is about the victory at Dien Bien Phu, where, more than 50 years on, most of the former French fortifications have fallen to development in this bustling provincial town. But there are still enough reminders of the battle to keep tourists engaged. The bunker of the French commander is one of the most popular sites, a 60-foot-long structure with a corrugated steel roof reinforced to withstand enemy artillery. Inside are several dimly lit rooms where Colonel Christian de Castries worked, slept, and eventually surrendered. A French outpost, some say, should never have been there in the first place.
It was the idea of General Henri Navarre, who, in spite of the opposition of some of his staff generals, insisted on setting up a base that could only be supplied by air 300 kilometers from Hanoi.
Ted Morgan is the author of a new book about Dien Bien Phu. He says some of those French generals tried to obstruct Navarre, holding up reinforcements and supplies for Dien Bien Phu that they wanted to keep to defend Hanoi and the Red River Delta.
And at the same time, there was a low level of cooperation from the French high command in Paris and from the civilian political leaders who didn't want to send more troops. So there was a major dysfunction in the French command compared to unification in the Viet Minh command.
And the Viet Minh commander was the wily General Vo Nguyen Giap, well-versed in the art of war and well-supplied by his communist Chinese allies, a general who essentially won the battle before it started when his troops were able to drag heavy artillery up into the mountains surrounding Dien Bien Phu undetected.
By the time that Navarre realized Dien Bien Phu was surrounded, it was too late.
The battle began with a withering artillery barrage on the 13th of March, 1954. Giap had 50,000 men at his disposal, the French commander about 10,000. Huang Dong Vinh was just 20 years old the day the battle began. He was among the first Vietnamese to storm the French positions. It was his first time in battle, and he was terrified.
I saw my platoon leader get shot in the mouth. Then my squad leader got hit too. I kept firing until all my ammunition was gone. Then the two French soldiers appeared. I stabbed the first with my bayonet. He fell, and the other one ran. It was the first time I killed anyone, and I was scared. We were all scared, but we had to fight or die.
The French fought hard, too, and the Vietnamese lost many men that day, he says. Things got worse in the coming weeks. He remembers two companies in his battalion starting one attack with 200 men. When it was over, he says, only 20 were still alive. By mid-April, the monsoons had arrived, turning the battlefield and the French positions into mud. Ted Morgan.
The men in the trenches were submerged in stinking, muddy puddles up to their waists. The time of burying the dead was long past, and they lay rotting beside the living, who had little to eat, no access to clean water, and no way to stay dry.
And no way, he says, for the French to evacuate their casualties.
Once the landing strip could no longer be used, you couldn't get the wounded out, literally thousands of wounded. And the wounded kept piling up, and the doctors were operating in inhuman circumstances. And this was a deliberate tactic on the part of Giap to demoralize the French.
By mid-April, it was clear Dien Bien Phu was doomed. The French asked the Americans about the possibility of a massive airstrike to force the Viet Minh to withdraw. The U.S. military prepared a plan to do so, but decided against it, in part because of fears it might antagonize China. Another plan, to use atomic weapons against the Vietnamese, was dismissed by President Eisenhower as crazy. On May 7th, Dien Bien Phu fell, and Hoàng Đăng Vinh, now a seasoned veteran, found himself in the French command bunker, tasked by his squad leader to take the French commander Castries into custody.
I was very nervous. He was very tall and intimidating. I was short and small, but I was determined to show him I meant business. So I pushed my gun into his side and shouted, "Hola Main," which means hands up. He looked alarmed and spoke to me rapidly in French. Later I learned he was saying, "Please don't shoot, I surrender."
Nearly 11,000 soldiers were taken prisoner, many of them wounded, 2,200 more were killed during the battle. The Vietnamese still won't say how many they lost, a lot more than the French for sure, but they did win their freedom. A few months later, the French withdrew from the North as part of the Geneva Accords that divided the country between the communists and the French-backed government in the South. The French needed help there, too, more than some in the U.S. were willing to provide to a colonial power already on the way out. Here's Senator Wayne Morse of Oregon in a prescient statement the day Dien Bien Phu fell.
"We must make clear to France that we are not going to enter into any agreement which will result in shiploads of coffins draped in American flags being shipped from Indochina to the United States in any attempt to support colonialism in Indochina," end quote.
Ted Morgan's new book is called The Tragedy of Dien Bien Phu That Led America into the Vietnam War. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.